Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Paula. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Clevenger. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tex Clevenger. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Runnels moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. Runnels scores. Sievers moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Courtney scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 5-0, Senators. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paula. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Klaus moves to third. Connie Graub now pitching. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Connie Graub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paula. White reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Senators. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paula. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Klaus moves to third. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herzog. Zobchin reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. Jensen scores. It's 6-3, Senators. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearcel hits a fly ball towards right. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Zobchin scores. Pearcel moves to third. It's 6-to-4, Senators. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paula. White reaches second base with a double. Pearcel scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-to-5, Senators. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-to-6, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with Grob covering, for the out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Pearcel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Connie Grob. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up towards the mound. Brewer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bunky Stewart now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearcel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Button moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brewer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jensen hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Jensen moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Herb Plus pinch hits for Bunky Stewart. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button bunts towards the mound. Chuckalis fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing left field. Carl Olson now playing center field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zobchin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brewer, and towards Budden, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Orovets pinch hits for Bob Chuckalis. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.